From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business. Constantly question, test ideas, seek proof. That's the Chicago approach at chicagogsb.edu.
To all the other anxieties that come with modern parenting, you can now add this. Did you buy your child's domain name yet? No. Did you at least see if it was available? Well, surely before your kids were born, you Googled your favorite name combinations to check how common they were. Come on, parents, you need to be doing this. Recently, the Wall Street Journal reported on the trials faced by the future John Smiths, Jessica Wongs, and Jose Garcias of this world when it comes to their being found online. The story suggested that, with the internet now a prime source for everything from job offers to life partners, to resign children to a low rank on a Google search is to hurt their prospects. So what's a parent to do? Buying johnsmith.com or jessicawong.org will help, but most common domain name combinations have long gone. Better, says the journal, to find a name no one else has. It found a family of Wilsons, for example, who are considering calling their son Cola, yes, as in lavatories, although they swore the name ran in the family. The very idea of baby Cola Wilson provoked much sniggering in the blogosphere. American Standard, people were saying, was a much better first name, and so on. Other wags pointed out that to make your son super easy to find online, all you need do is call him Adolf. But even that trick's no surefire winner. Now online genealogies exist going back centuries. Search for my daughter, Ada Firth, and since she's five and therefore so over MySpace already, you'll find a bunch of Ada Firths, but they all lived a century ago. Of course, as her father, that's fine by me. And there's the rub. Who really wants their child's name to rank high on an internet search? Why buy your daughter's domain if that only makes it easier for losers, stalkers, and unscrupulous advertisers to find her? I guess my wife and I already sensed this when we called our second child Michael, a name that's been in America's top five since 1948. Neither fame nor anonymity were the point. Instead, he's named for his grandfather, Michael, a wonderful man who died before he had the chance to meet his grandson. Forget my son's future relation to the online world. His name has power enough already. With a perspective, I'm Simon Firth.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.